And Taoiseach Neil Martin stated that the scheme would be the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state. He said it would be over $3 billion. He told homeowners in the rest of Ireland that these homeowners in the West will get $500,000 each, the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state. That was nonsense. So I want to share with you a story. I met a family recently on site that just demolished their home. They were absolutely traumatised. Their home is about the size of an average detached house in rural Ireland. They will be 200,000 euro short of redress. 200,000 euro. They had a mortgage left, which was 6 years, 900 euro per month. That's what they had left on their mortgage. The mortgage now is going to be 21 years, 1,800 euro a month. So that's what 100% redress looks like in the west of Ireland. Micheál Martin is an absolute disgrace. There's no additional money provided in this budget in terms of defective blocks that reflects anything like the $3 billion that he boasted. He misled people in the rest of Ireland. He gave an impression that it would be genuine justice, the same rightly as homeowners in Dublin and Leinster. They got 100% redress. 3,000 homeowners who suffered the affliction of pyrite got 100% redress. 3,000. In the west of Ireland, I've just told you an example. So when houses are being rebuilt, please don't insult people saying that you've stepped up. It is such an egregious offence to people in Mayo and Sligo and Leitrim and Clare and Limerick and in my home county of Donegal. It's second-class citizenship. So I'm appealing to government to urgently look at the mistakes of this scheme, to see how cruel it is. There are thousands of council houses affected. There's no plan for them. So if you're a tenant, most tenants in private housing in my home county and all tenants in public housing have no pathway. They're living in utterly dangerous homes. They have a scheme that's dysfunctional. They're left at the mercy of the market where builders can just name their price. This is a deep injustice. I'm appealing to government now because you misled the people of Ireland. There's not 100% redress. There's not justice, and it needs to change urgently.